Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1449. Visible translated text is as follows. Sixth Amendment to motion. Georgia, Fulton County. Now comes the defendant Leo M. Frank, and hereby amends paragraph 2 of the original motion by striking therefrom the following words. That she was an employee of the National Pencil Company and was acquainted with Mary Fagan and knew the color of her hair. That she knew state's witness R.P. Barrett, who had testified at the original trial that he had found hair on a lathe on the second floor, and that on Monday, April 28th, the said Barrett showed her the hair which he claimed he had found on said machine, and she, the said Jimmy Mayfield, now states positively that the hair showed to her by the said Barrett, in which the said Barrett stated he had found on said machine, was not the hair of Mary Fagan, and that the same was entirely too light in color, and was not of the same texture as that of Mary Fagan. And place in lieu of the stricken matter the following, to wit, that she worked at the National Pencil Company for about 8 months and knew Mr. Frank when she saw him, that she was acquainted with Mary Fagan and knew the color of her hair, that R.P. Barrett was known to her, that on Monday, April 28th, 1913, Barrett showed her the hair he said he had found on a lathing machine, and she gave it as her positive opinion that the hair was entirely too light in color to be the hair of Mary Fagan. 2. Movant also moves to strike from paragraph 3 of the original motion the following. That she was an employee of the National Pencil Company and was acquainted with Mary Fagan and knew the color of her hair. That she also knew R.P. Barrett and Magnolia Kennedy, also employees of the National Pencil Company. The said Barrett, having testified at the original trial that he had found certain hair on a lathe on the second floor, and the said Magnolia Kennedy having testified that the said hair, alleged to have been found on said lathe, looked like Mary Fagan's hair, that, on Monday, April 28th, 1913, Magnolia called Cora Fault's attention to said 76,